dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Good evening, everyone. I am so glad you're here. I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis, but everybody calls me Kat, so I hope you will too. This is video. So if you're only listening to me right now on your in your car radio or on the computer and you want to see me and see my guests, I have two fantastic guests tonight, you're not going to want to miss seeing them with their card decks. You can go to my Dream Vision 7 Radio Network website on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and that is, let me read it off to you, dreamvision7radio.com/dreaming-healing-with-kathleen-cat-o'keefe-canvas/. Did you get all that? So anyhow, you can also go to my website, which is Kathleen O'Keefe Canvas, author, speaker, and I have that link that I just said to you right there on my website. Click it. It will take you to my website on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, where you can click the little picture of the TV and you'll see me and my guests. So last week, our show was with James Redfield, the author of the Celestine Prophecies, and Neil Gaur, G-A-U-R, who is doing Portal to Ascension. So if you missed that, go into the archives on the same website page on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, click the archives and watch that show. So our show tonight is titled Dreams of Deceased Loved Ones and Dreams That Can Save Your Life. It's the other thing we're going to be working with. And our guests are Mimi Pettibone and Paula Mary, who's coming into us all the way from the UK. So we're going to be discussing dreams and spirituality, but first we're going to do our meditation that we do every single show. And it is a protection meditation. And if you're driving your car and listening to me right now, don't close your eyes. Keep your eyes open. It'll still work. Just listen and you can do the breathing with us, okay? All right, so what you're going to be doing is I want you to imagine using something that's small but really powerful to you. Maybe it's a piece of jewelry. Maybe it's a crystal. It could be anything at all that is a power symbol for you. We're going to be using that during the meditation. So imagine it now. You don't need to get it because you don't need to really need it. Need to use it actually physically. So what I want you to do is get really comfortable, and then what we're going to do is we're going to be taking three big breaths of life, and we're going to hold it, and we're going to let all the negativity that we got this week, even this day, things people said to us, things we said to ourselves, things that happened to us, we're going to let them attach to that breath of life, and we're going to blow it out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain, where it's going to be converted into beautiful golden energy and returned to the universe. So we're not going to litter at all. We're very conscious of being litter free. And then we're going to invite our spirit guides into our bubble. All right, ready? So what I want you to do is sit comfortably and together, kind of close your eyes, roll your shoulders, get comfortable. Just get comfortable in your chair, in your body, in your mind. And together we're going to take three deep breaths in and hold them while anything that is not of our highest and best is captured in that breath of life. And then we're going to blow it across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain, where it's going to be converted. Okay? Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Now blow it across the room, right into that purple flame of Saint Germain. Another deep breath in.
Just captured.
And imagine blowing it out. Into the purple flame of Saint Germain. One more deep breath in. Imagine little specks of negativity captured in there. Really deep breath. Blow it out. All the way out, empty your lungs, empty them, all the way out, into the purple flame of Saint Germain. Now imagine holding your power gift in your hand. Okay, I'm gonna pretend like this pencil is my power gift. And I'm going to imagine swinging it all around my head and my body, my legs, just imagine it. And now I want you to imagine that all of that is turning into a mirrored bubble. And only that which is of the highest and best brought by your spirit guides can enter that bubble. Everything else is reflected back from whence it came. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, just open your eyes. So you may have noticed some odd things happen during that meditation. That's normal. When we ask our spirit guides to come in, it's not unusual to get unusual sounds coming in. All of a sudden your phones will turn on and all of that stuff will happen. So great. So let me tell you a little bit about our two guests today. We have Paula Mary, who is coming to us from the UK. And she is the host of a spiritual development show focusing on live debates and weekly guests and development techniques and answering any questions via email or text that you may have on the question of spirituality. Paula Mary is an international psychic healer and medium. She's an animal communicator, and she specializes in psychic surgery and animal healing. She is also a radio presenter who lives in Bexhill, East Sussex, the United Kingdom. I'm not sure if I did that right, so I'm gonna have her tell us where she comes from. And she loves hearing about people's spiritual experiences. So if you have one, please send them to her via her website and they will be read on the show. The Spiritual Surgery Show with Paula Mary, Psychic Medium, is on Monday nights at 6:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. UK. Remember, the UK, if you're here in the United States with us, is 8 hours ahead of us if you're in California. And her website is www.thepsychicclinic.com. I think she may have a show with that too, but we'll ask her about that in a minute. Our second guest is Mimi Pettibone. And if you've been with me since the beginning, you may recognize Mimi. She was my first guest on the show when my cousin was in a car accident. It was my very first guest, my very first show. And I had Mimi and I had Dr. Larry Burke scheduled for the show. Well, I was called by the paramedics that my cousin was in the emergency room and I had to jump in my car and rush down there. And she'd been in a horrible car accident. She had a shattered leg and her spleen was shattered as well. And I didn't know if she was going to make it because she's in her late 80s. And so I was late for my own very first show and Mimi was interviewing my guest. It was a hoot, and she did a great job. So I have been forever holding Mimi in my heart. Oh. So Mimi Pettibone is the host of the Dream Detective podcast, which explores the mysteries of the mind, body, and spirit and dreams. Very similar to this show. And she's also a dream columnist for New Spirit Journal Online and the creator of Enchanted Art Oracle Cards, an inspirational guide tool. She works with clients by phone and in person in Seattle, Washington, and her passion is helping people listen to their messages in their dreams and through their inner guidance. Using both psychological and spiritual tools, she teaches clients how to improve their relationships with others and with themselves to live their most authentic lives. Amini says, dreams can take us into the realm of the mysterious and unknown. Many people have experienced psychic dreams, astral travel, lucid dreaming, shared dreams, and encounters with departed loved ones. And you can learn more about her on her website, www.thedreamdetective.com. So let's start with you, Paula Mary. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me. We meet again.
We do. I was on Paula Mary's show. And so, Paula Mary, tell us, you have a card deck as well.
Yes, I do.
Can you hold it up and show it to us? Because we're going to be using those when we work on some dreams together. I love the horse.
Thank you. They go back to the old fortune-telling days. When I was 16, I went to France, and I went in this little shop, and there was this tiny pack of fortune-telling cards, and I just fell in love with them. And I started doing teacups and coffee cup readings at that age. And so, yes, I produced these 3 years ago, and they go back to the old fortune-telling times.
Mm-hmm. They're wonderful. We're going to use them during our show tonight. And Mimi Pettibone, welcome back, Mimi.
Thank you, Kat.
Hold up your cards for us.
This is the little bag they come in. I have a little Etsy store. There's a link from my website. So it's kind of a pocket-sized deck. And it's all vintage artwork. And then I wrote all the sayings, like you kind of described, kind of inspirational, drawing from spiritual and psychological tools.
They're beautiful. So we're going to be using these card decks for those of you who are watching. For those of you who are listening going, I can't see this, you can go into my archives and click the link and you can watch it again. So what I'm going to do is ask our guests a few questions and then we're going to delve starting right after the commercial break. We're going to go right into all the dreams people have been sending me. And I'm also going to read a very interesting dream to you about sex that a woman in the book Dreams It Can Save Your Life sent in. It's really amazing. And we're going to pull cards. We're going to work on the dreams together. And then we're going to pull validation cards. In other words, we're going to have each of our guests pull a card out of their card deck to see what the cards say about how we interpreted their dreams. Okay? So first of all, let's start with you, Paula Mary. Tell us about your podcast. Is it the Spiritual Surgery Show or have you actually changed it to the Psychic Clinic?
No, it's a radio show. It's a live radio show. It's PulseTalkRadio.com, which is a paranormal radio. And I've been doing the show for nearly 6 months. It's every Monday. The PsychicClinic.com is my sort of domain, my work. And I sort of run holistic affairs, do a lot of charity work, and have some people working under the umbrella, doing energy clearing, Reiki, and development courses as well.
Do you do Reiki as well, Paula?
Yes, I'm a Reiki master.
So am I.
Wow.
Yes, I do distant healing.
Yes.
So tell us how our audience can find you on
Well, they can find me if they look at PulseTalkRadio.com, and I do have a Twitter page, which is The Spiritual Surgery, or Facebook's Spiritual Surgery, and they can find me there, or they can find me under thepsychicclinic.com, the website there, or Facebook, The Psychic Clinic.
And it's on what nights?
It's on Monday nights, every Monday night, 6:30 to 8 p.m., which is 10:30 your time in the morning.
Okay, wonderful. Mimi, tell us about your podcast, the Dream Detective podcast, which I've been on, and it was
yes, fun. You were one of my first guests as well.
But you were there. At least you were there when I got there.
But you were my only guest. So, and I pre-record for specifically that reason. There's a lot of pressure with a live show.
It is. So,
it's yeah. good though. It's good. It has its yeah. moments.
Yeah.
Pressure, you know, that ooh, you're just like so wired. Yeah. So Mimi, tell us about your show and how we can find it if we want to listen to your show.
Okay, so you can go to the podcast page of my website, which is thedreamdetective.com, and you can play it right there. And there's also links to Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, all those podcast platforms. So you can click on one of those, and it'll take you directly to the show in that platform. Or if you use Apple Podcasts or something on your phone, you can just type The Dream Detective, and it should come up. And some of the shows are interviews with mind, body, spirit, thought leaders. And I've had everything from nutrient scientists to astrologers to other card deck creators to you name it. And other episodes are all about dreams. And I've kind of been doing themes. I've also been having the idea exactly what you're talking about today of having you on and doing like a little round table, if it were my dream, of all the emails that come in, because they do. Mm-hmm. But right now I've been doing themes of dreams that I've actually mostly worked on with people. So the latest episode is on relationship dreams. And I have a whole episode on after death visitation dreams and another one on celebrity after death visitations, because
aren't those big? I mean, I don't know how many people send me in dreams to say, I had Lady Gaga in my dream. What does that mean?
Well, she's still alive, but these were after death visitations of like Michael Jackson and people who shortly after they passed, people who had never met this celebrity would get what felt like an after-death visitation. So I made a separate episode for those because I just thought it was so neat. And I hadn't heard a lot of those until I was collecting dreams for that episode. And then all of a sudden, a handful of them came in and I was like, okay, this merits its own episode.
That is like super cool. I really like that. Yeah. Do you have and I have to ask you also, Mimi, are you into Reiki or?
You know, ever since I was young, I mean, I remember being about 20 and the guy I was dating, his hip was really hurting him. And I said, oh, here, let me heal you. And I just put my hands above his hips and sort of touched them. And I just imagined sending him energy. It just felt like the most natural thing in the world. Like, well, of course, this is what you do, even though nobody had ever taught me. I'd never seen that done anywhere. And then, of course, later I learned what Reiki is. So I've never been trained, but I've definitely, there's other examples like that where people have had something hurting. Even my mom's dog, and I put him on the table and just held my hands over him, and he just completely calmed down. My parents were blown away because he wasn't usually that calm. And so I feel like I definitely have the ability to do it. I've never taken a class or, you know, called myself a practitioner officially, but I feel like it's definitely something we can do, most of us.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think you could definitely do that, no doubt about it. We're getting ready to go to a break in a minute, but what I want to do is I would like for you to we're going to go to a break right now. I just got a chat from the producer saying, you know, we are live streaming on YouTube. So what we're going to do is go to a break. And before we do, let me see if we've got time. I think we do. What I want to do is pull a card from each of you, from your deck, about this show in general. And tell us what the card is really briefly. And then what we'll do is when we come back, we'll go into depth on what that means and stretching your dreams. So let's start with you, Paula Mary. Which card?
Oh, gosh. Well, I got the flowers, which absolutely is amazing and oh so beautiful and bright. The flowers shine through and grow each day. They talk of happy things that help push any grief away, and I'm going to go, that your show is beautiful. It brings so much joy and so much sort of compassion to people. It gives them an understanding, and carry on is the message from the card.
Wow.
And it's, and it's beautiful. It's like
here. Yes, right.
And I'm and it's really weird, because I get like a beautiful bouquet coming down from spirit saying, keep up the good work.
I love that. Mimi, which card did you pull?
It says, you have a personal treasure of talents and gifts ready for you to explore.
Oh, and we're going to explore this as we get back. So that's an amazing card. Can you hold the card up a little bit closer? So there's a woman looking down. What is that that's in her
hand? She's holding a little box and sort of contemplating like, what is in here? So I see that as our untapped potential. Many of us have not really delved into, or we know we have something, but we haven't explored it, or we are exploring it. Like you doing this show, we're really tapping into, hey, this is what I feel called to do. But if people feel like, you know, I know there's something that I have that I've always wanted to do, but I haven't done it yet, they can just imagine opening that little box and seeing what comes out.
Great. Okay, everybody, don't go away. We're going to be right back after this short break to use the cards when we delve into the dreams. I'm your host, Kat Cannabis, and you're watching DreamVision7RadioNetwork.com. See you after the break.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, by Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Cannabis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
What if your dog, cat, or horse could help you with your love life? What would they suggest? It's fun to think about and a wonderful way to conduct yourself. After all, animals know well how to love and invite us to love them unconditionally. That's a pretty great way to live life. Animals always communicate with our highest good as their central focus, even when sometimes we feel stymied or frustrated with their behavior. Visit laurarowleyhealer.com to book a workshop or private long-distance phone reading. Laura's readings and workshops help you find the part of you that's able to tune in and connect to your amazing animals. Laura Rowley believes we can all understand by listening differently. Book a workshop or private long-distance phone reading now by going to laurarowleyhealer.com. That's LAURARROWLEY healer.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. You are watching the Dreaming Healing Show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and we have two wonderful guests with us today. If you're just tuning in, we have Mimi Pitabone and Paula Mary, and now we are going to actually work on some dreams. So this dream was sent in, and the person who sent it in is named Peachy. That's what she said she wanted to be called on air, Peachy. So what I'm going to do is, it's really more a dream question than the actual dream, and she wants to know, what does it mean when you keep dreaming about the same person over and over? So let me have you hit this one first, Mimi, and tell us what it means to you and how you would help Peachy with this answer.
Well, Peachy, I think that is actually a really, really good question, because I've had the same thing happen, and I know a lot of people do. So what you want to do is look at, what qualities does that person represent to you? So how would you describe them? Are they a perfectionist? Are they a loving person? Are they really generous of spirit? Are they an artist? What are some of the descriptive qualities? And I don't mean what they look like necessarily, because a lot of people want to go straight to, well, they're tall and they have this much hair and whatever. But we're not, that might be relevant once in a while, but usually it's more the qualities that they represent. And then look at, are those qualities something that I am working on embracing in myself right now? Or are they significant in another person in my life? Sometimes that dreamer, that person in the dream might be a stand-in. The old boyfriend, Paul, is very similar to the current guy I'm dating, Steve. And my dreaming mind just remembers those qualities and sort of casts the original person who had those qualities, or a recent person who had those qualities, into the dream. And so again, it could be part of yourself or another person or something. Like, maybe this person is a musician and I'm starting to take piano lessons, something like that. So look at, what are the qualities and how are they relevant in my life right now? And the fact that you keep dreaming of the person over and over, it's like your dreaming mind is saying, hello, hello, hello. Will you please answer this door and we'll stop knocking? So it might be something that we're either not paying enough attention to, or maybe we are really embracing it in our life right now. And that's why it's coming up in our dream, because it's so much in our consciousness at the time.
Oh, I love that. You know, it's so true. So, Paula, do you want to take a stab at this? Why do you think somebody keeps dreaming the same dream over and over again, with the same person in that dream?
Well, I tap into Peachy, so I'll go straight tapping into her. And I think she's full of excitement. Her energies are really excited right now. And I think she's on this, I got flying high for her on the card. So she's flying high. She's all, she's sort of, her energies are coming out and she's dreaming and she's connecting to this person. It feels like she wants more from that particular person. She wants to be like that. She wants them in their life, that idealism. And it feels like if she just sort of, and when she goes to bed, I sort of pick up she's very ungrounded. So it feels like if she came in a bit more, earth down, those dreams would start becoming, she wouldn't dream about it so much, if that makes sense. So it feels like she needs to earth a little bit more to the earth, and then she won't have the reoccurring dreams so much, is what I sort of pick up from her. But it feels like there's so much good things going to happen for her, and things are turning, and that's why she's sort of, her energies are holding on, because I think it's quite a nice dream she's dreaming.
Can you hold your card up to the screen so we can see which card you picked for Peach?
Okay, flying high. It's called flying high. So it feels also, that also means her energies are out of her body. And so when she goes to bed, she's ungrounded. So that also means she's flying high, absolutely. And things are really turning for her for the better in about 8 weeks. But her energies are flying high. So earth, And I feel that she will have a better state on her dreams and it won't come in so much.
Cool. I love it. Mimi, can you pull a card on the answer that you get? Oh, Mimi's ahead of me.
When I saw her pull one, I went, oh, I better pull one.
What is it?
It says, you are capable of magical creation. I'll see if I can get it.
Oh, I love it. It's like an angel looking down at, what is it?
She's holding like a glowing orb, sort of just holding that energy in her hands.
Oh, it's lovely.
Thank you. And so, I feel like I'm talking really loud and I got right next to the microphone. I can't tell because I can't see the full frame, but can you see it there?
Yes, we can see.
Okay.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
To me, this one is about, I would really explore the possibility of, is this person representing an aspect of myself that I am embracing, an energy that I am embracing in a way that I might like to create something, or I'm somehow connecting with those inner gifts that we all come in with?
Mm-hmm.
Because that little orb to me that she's holding is just so mystical. And you're capable of magical creation. I think we all are. But it's when we're really tapping into our gifts that we're tapping into the divine energy of the universe. And to me, that is what we're here for. So I would, like I said, I've had some similar dreams where somebody is recurring in my dreams. And that's what it has been for me. That doesn't mean that's what it is for Peachy. But when this card comes up, it really makes me think, and maybe this is also for anyone listening, if they're having recurring dreams of someone, to really look at what energy does that person represent and how might I like to embody that more in myself and then start taking actions towards that.
Oh, that's great. So here's what I have to say to Peachy. Peachy, when you keep dreaming about somebody or something over and over again, it's called a recurrent dream. It means there's a message in that dream that you're not getting. And until you really sit down and think about it and figure it out, write it down in your dream journal, underline the words or the people or the things in your dream that keep recurring so that you can focus on them, the recurrent dream's not going to stop. Like Mimi said, maybe it's somebody that you need to have closure with, somebody you need to reconnect with, somebody you need to truly forget about, maybe somebody you need to clean the closet out of.
Oh.
You know, as Paula Mary said, maybe it's somebody who is re-energizing you and you need to revisit that person, but the message is there. Over and over again, you keep missing what it is. And so your inner guidance, your spirit guides, your guardian angels are talking to you in your dream, because our dreams are the sacred doorways to the divine. And they're saying, no, I know you remember the dream, but you're not remembering the message. So we're going to give it to you again. And sometimes the surrounding part of the dream can change because our inner guidance is trying to give us the message in a number of different ways, but they want you to know who it's about. So the person's the same. So maybe you're in a different place in the dream. Maybe you're doing something different, but it's with the same person over and over again. And then, as Mimi said, maybe you need to ask yourself, how does that reflect, that person be a reflection on you? How is that person a part of you? Because although the dream surroundings are changing, the person is remaining the same. It's sort of like, remember that movie Groundhog Day where Bill Murray just couldn't get out of it? Every morning he'd wake up, it was the same day, the same crisis, the same things, because he wasn't solving it right. That's what a recurrent dream is. It's like the dream version of Groundhog Day. So figure out your message, figure out what your Groundhog Day message is, and the dream will stop. And that's how you know that you figured it out and you did it. It could be something really, really small that you had no idea was creating so much importance in your life. You were just taking it for granted, and maybe that's what it is. Don't take that person in your dream for granted. Focus on them. Okay? So here's a dream that I'm going to read to you guys before we go to the next break, and it's a doozy. All right. What does dreaming about tapeworms coming out of my ears mean? Right. By spraying the worms with something to kill them, I was removing the worms and putting them in the garbage disposal by the end of the dream. And this came from Heather. So Heather has a dream where there are tapeworms in her ears. And so she keeps spraying spray in her ears. And the tapeworms start to come out from the spray. And she grabs them out and throws them into her kitchen sink garbage disposal and turns the garbage disposal on. So before we go to break, I'm going to have Mimi pull the first card. Don't actually do the dream yet, Mimi, because we're going to need some time for that. We're going to run out of it. Just pull a card on that dream.
You want to see it now?
Yes.
Work easy. Well, I got to remember what it says. Allow yourself to be in the flow and enjoy what you do.
Oh, cool. Oh,
well, a little
might be part of this dream. There she is with a golf club. I wish I could take my computer and turn it around and show you. I'm on a golf course and all the golfers are out there today. So that card is like so right on. So Paula?
Yes, I got the bird. I got the bird. The bird is flying through the clouds, but needs to stop and listen to its heart. Stay here for a while. Let the storm pass and you will fly.
How great is that? So, you know, birds are known for eating worms.
Yes.
And yes. Listening is in that card.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have like 1 minute before we go to break. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell Heather what I think it is. Then we'll go to break. And when we come back, we'll do you guys. Okay. So Heather, I think your dream is a good dream of showing your positive actions, because she is taking this under control in her dream. She's not like screaming and running out of the dream because there are worms coming out of her ears. First she sprays them and then she sticks it in the garbage disposal, which tells me she doesn't want those tapeworms in her ears. Remember, our dreams are a microcosm of our waking world. So it may be a result, your dream may be a result of something you saw on TV or read or heard concerning tapeworms, or it could be a dream that is directly aimed at you. Okay, so as a 3-time breast cancer survivor whose dreams diagnosed her illness, I know our dreams are much more than just random firings in our brains when we go to sleep. They do have a message and they are guidance. They're often inner guidance speaking to us through signs, symbols, pictures like the cards that our guests are pulling. Your dreams are speaking to you with those signs and symbols, and imagine the dream as being a card. So although worms are good because they convert dead leaves and grass into nutrients for life, tapeworms are quite the opposite. Tapeworms are parasitic, and they live off the nutrients of animals who are their unsuspecting hosts. And your tapeworms, rather than feeding off the contents of your stomach, are feeding off the contents of your mind. They're feeding off of what you are hearing, not what you are consuming. It's the food for the thought that is feeding your tapeworms. And since tapeworms do not naturally live in our ears, if this were my dream, I would think that this is a symbolic dream, okay? What you were told in your life that it kept you from growing emotionally or spiritually, what negative words have you heard that were meant for you that are parasitic to your health, your spiritual growth, your future, your happiness, your joy? What is feeding on your thoughts? The good news is something has changed in your life because the tapeworms are leaving. What did you spray them with? Was it love? Was it positive emotions? Was it positive thought? Was that good positive thought what is what made them crawl out of your ears because it wasn't the type of food that would nourish them? They no longer have the negative food to sustain them. And you're dealing with them in a very proactive way, which is bravo to you. Bravo. When they come out, you don't just run away. You grab those puppies. You throw them in the sink. You stick them in the garbage disposal and turn it on. We're going to talk more about this dream when you come back with our guests. Don't go away. You're watching the Cat Cannabis Show, Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Cannabis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, by Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers. Darkest hours to brightest moments. Transformation from despair to happiness. And chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. Just before the break, we were talking about tapeworms coming out of your ears. It was a dream that was sent in to me. And now we're going to have Mimi Pettibone take a crack at that dream.
Well, my take is pretty darn similar to yours. So if it were my dream, a tapeworm is something that deprives me of nutrients. So I look at what old beliefs maybe have deprived me of taking in any kind of compliment or even self-belief about what's good in myself, any nutritious thoughts, so to speak. And then, yeah, it's interesting they're coming out the ears. And also the spraying here, I think, is interesting because as a woman, I think when I picture spraying something here, I think of hairspray. So that makes me wonder if there's something to do with self-image too.
Oh. Or maybe being allergic to it.
Yeah, or maybe she's an exterminator and she uses spray to get rid of pests. So I do also love that she is getting rid of them. She's using something. She has a tool. So asking herself, what tools have I been using to get rid of something parasitic? You know, when I think of that, I think also maybe of parasitic people, but the fact that it's in herself makes me think more of her own beliefs. So she pulls them out and then she puts them in the garbage disposal. Yay, she is disposing of them. She's making sure they're not going to come back. It's funny because I actually had a dream recently that somebody gave me a compliment. And in the dream, I was going to say, oh no, blah, blah, you know, to discount the compliment. And then I caught myself in the dream saying, wait a second, don't do that. And so I just said, thank you. Even though I felt like within myself, oh yeah, well, they don't realize this flaw that they're complimenting. This thing is not really that great. So it makes me think of that kind of thing where we tend to discount our own worthiness, our own value, and that she is literally exterminating those thoughts. The fact that it comes out of her head makes me think too that this is negative thoughts, parasitic thoughts that are depriving her of the kind of nutrients that could help her flourish as a person and fulfill her potential. So then she disposes of that. Bravo. Very yeah. In alignment with what you said.
Can you pull a card on that? Tell us what the card says.
Yes.
This dream?
Ooh, this is a lovely picture. It's a mermaid riding a dragon.
Ooh.
And it's, yeah. And it says the very thing that challenges you can be transformed into your greatest strength.
Fantastic. What a great card for her. Oh my gosh. Okay. Paula Mary, your turn. Yes.
Well, I've tapped in to Heather, and she got the card, so I know we did that before the break, but I'll just read it again. The bird is flying through the clouds but needs to stop and listen to its heart. Now, that is relevant for what I pick up about the tapeworm, because she's listening to her head the whole time, and she's not listening to her heart. Now, if she tapped into her heart more, then she would clear that negative that's coming in. And it feels very much that she's strong, but too many people around her, I would say, are tapping into her, making her feel weak. But at the same time, she's strong because it's coming in. And then when she does listen to her heart, she clears the tapeworm out. So I would say she needs to stop and listen to her heart, and she absolutely needs to take some time out and look at that negative and feel from her heart. And then I think the dream will clear, definitely. But there's definitely, she's very strong, but she's allowing other people to come in. So she's not using her complete inner strength to talk or communicate. And if she can work on that, I feel the dream will go.
Great, I love that. Okay, and the bird card. So yeah. We have one more dream, and this dream is out of my book. Yes. Dreams that can save your life. So this dream is a dream a woman had, and she went to the doctor to get checked, and the pathology report validated the dream. Okay? So it's called Warning, Do Not Have Sex, and it's by Athena Kolensky. And she says, it has always been my practice to get tested between sexual partners to protect myself and others. Well, this was the first time in a long time I had not followed my own protocol. When I met the new guy, things happened so fast, I didn't get to do that part, you know, get tested and protect myself. As with all new sexual relationships, things got hot and heavy with the excitement and the newness. And then about 2 weeks after meeting him, I had this dream. I dreamt of my last long-term lover, whom I had stopped seeing about 6 months earlier. I wanted to have sex with him again, but then I remembered I was involved with this new guy. At some point, someone said to me in the dream, you have something. Whatever you do, do not have sex with a new partner until you get tested. The voice was strong. I woke from the dream freaked out. I'm not sure how much more literal the message could be. However, I had absolutely no signs or symptoms of anything being medically wrong. The next few days I spent calming myself down from this frightening dream and had a conversation with my new lover about our terms and conditions concerning sex. We agreed from the forefront that there would be other people in our lives, but I asked him to do a few more specific questions about his safety habits with sex. Everything seemed up to par, so I let go of the concern. 2 weeks later, after the dream, I ended up with a rash, you know where, like nothing I had ever experienced in my life. Intuitively, I began to put the pieces together. I had left a tampon in overnight for over 10 hours, something I never do. I had both slept with the tampon in and kept it in for a long duration. For several days, an image in my head kept appearing of a terrible rash that had developed after my knee surgery a few years earlier from being exposed to glue for several days. Since the surgery, I'd grown hypersensitive to Band-Aids, stickers, and basically anything with glue on it. At the medical office, the doctor went straight to the worst case scenario to prepare me for the worst results. I couldn't believe that he wouldn't even consider that this was an allergic reaction to the glue in the tampon. Although 3 days later, all the results came back negative for every possible STD, sexually transmitted disease scenario. It was exactly as my intuition told me from the dream. I am allergic to glue in the female products. So, Mimi, how do you, first of all, I hope you drew a card on this. So how would you explain how she has this amazing dream where a voice says to her, do not have sex, whatever you do, do not have sex. And then she goes and gets tested. The doctor thinks she may have cancer. And it turns out that it's what she intuitively assumed it might be, glue.
Well, I wish more doctors would listen to their patient's intuition. And that's why I am so a fan of what you and Dr. Larry Burke are doing in trying to help educate doctors that, hey, you know what? Most of the time, the patient has the answer within them. And even if they want to do other tests, to at least listen to that and explore that as an option. Mm-hmm. I also think it's interesting that the dream started off with her dreaming of an ex-boyfriend. So I would look at what was going on at that time in her life that she was with him, or how might that person be similar to the current guy, the new guy she started dating. And any other, or maybe a space she was in her life when she was dating the prior guy, any kind of similarities, I'd look at why was it that original guy, maybe when she was dating him was when she had that previous allergy that you had mentioned. Who knows?
Oh, you know, that's a good point, Mimi. I never thought of that.
Yeah, who knows? And so, yeah, she knew deep down, and I think that if we can learn to trust ourselves better, we can save ourselves a lot of stress, because here she was really worried that this was some kind of STD or even cancer, as the doctor thought, but really it was an allergy, and there was a part of her that knew that. So I hope that we can all take this as a lesson to listen to our own intuition.
And what card did you pull for this?
Meditation promotes well-being.
Oh my goodness. So, you know, when she was thinking hard about that, using her own meditation, she got the answer to her well-being. Paula, take it away.
Whoa. I pulled the card and I pulled the sunflower. But the sunflower says you are nearly there. Part of you is scared of standing tall. Dig into your strength and shine strong, so there's nothing to regret. And I feel she was working on her own anxiety. And I feel that that's what happened with the dream. And I get that perhaps when she was with the new one, she wasn't sure. She wasn't quite sure of the relationship. So when she then dreamt about her her ex-partner, she was a little bit thinking, she was worried. She wasn't sure whether it was right for the new one, if that makes sense. So it's like she's got to listen to herself and she's got to sort of think, yes, this is the right for me. And yes, I did dream that. But it feels very much that she's not sure about herself and relationships. And it feels like she's not fully in her own centre. And it feels very much that she's got a little bit more of a spiritual journey to love herself. And if she loved herself a little bit more, that dream wouldn't come, perhaps would have come in, and she wouldn't have been so anxious about it. So the sunflower says you're nearly there, and just dig deep into your heart a little bit more and you will come through. But it feels she's a little bit worried about the relationship and not sure which direction to go in. So the relationship she's a little bit unsure of.
Wow, I love it. So we're down to our last couple of minutes. So very quickly, Mimi, if you could share one dream tip with our audience and just hold up a card that you pull on it at the same time, because you get about 30 seconds each. That would be great. What's the tip that you'd like to share with our audience?
Okay, the card I pulled is follow what lights you up. So I think our dreams are constantly guiding us towards that passion that we have. Like I was saying earlier, those gifts that we have, and they will provide clues. So even if you're not sure, or if you are sure and you're trying to figure out how to manifest your passions in life, allow yourself to follow what lights you up, because that is a compass to your soul. And also, I am going to post all of these on my Instagram account, which is under The Dream Detective.
That's great. That's wonderful. So, Paula, Mary, what card did you pull?
Well, this is amazing. I picked the Bright Robin, which is people in spirit.
Birds all night.
I know. The Bright Robin is all you need, a faithful friend indeed, protecting you and your family, so a bright future it will be. And what I get on the dream is, if you go to bed and you think of someone special to you, you will have a better dream. But also just earth down, sort of take a breath, a little tip, just take a breath up to your crown, bring the energy down to your heart, and just think of that person that your loved one, and you will dream really beautiful with your earthed and thinking of them.
Thank you so much, Mimi Pettibone and Paula Mary, for being my guests today. This has been such a fun show, and I hope that our audience will go and check out your website. Mimi, give me quickly your website again.
Three words, thedreamdetective.com, which is my podcast is there too. It's by the same name.
Okay, and Paula, Mary, give us your website.
Yes, thepsychicclinic.com.
Okay, so I hope everybody will tune in again next week when we will have more fabulous guests for you. Until then, remember, everybody dreams, but some dreams save lives. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us this evening, and a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author Cat O'Keefe Canavas. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O'KeefeCannavos. Or the Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.